the first thought is get a win on the board. We knew Westmeath were a sticky team, and we knew we needed to put in a good performance. We weren't good enough in the first half by our standards, but we picked it up in the second half, and we got a comfortable enough win in the end.
You'd be happy enough for the start, though, getting off to a good start, getting a first score on the board here as well, settling them down.
Absolutely, getting the points up early is massive. Last year, I think we slipped up and we got a draw in the first game, but it was very, very important. First game here, get a win on the board and put the points up on the table.
Yeah, and listen, going on at half time, I suppose you picked up, Roisin Rodgers picked up that heavy knock, and you know it was a critical time for you, so you didn't know how it was going to go. But listen, hopefully Roisin Rodgers is okay, and you managed to look compensate by putting other players in the field, and you have that now this year. You have a good panel there.
Yeah, look, we feel this year we have a squad of 32. And we have a lot of girls there who can come on and play, and in the second half there it showed that. We put Abigail on just at half time. We made changes and the changes worked for us, but we have a strong bench, whether it be we need extra forwards. Eva Gallagher coming off the bench and scoring 3 points in the last 20 minutes. If Abigail gets in, play full back and play really, really well. Yes, I think on what I've heard so far, Roisin's okay. She's gone to hospital, I think, for precaution. But like, when you lose your leader and your captain and your it gives you a wee bit of a bump. But it was close to half time. We got the girls rounded up here at half time, and we thought we'd done a good job. First 5 minutes of the second half we were poor, but we got a foot in the game then, and we were very, very good.
And listen, second half, as you say, after losing Roisin Rodgers, all of the players and the substitutes coming off the bench were phenomenal, really. All looking for a place, no doubt, on your starting squad, James. But it's great to see. It's great to see this young blood coming into the team. And you did have a much better second half.
Oh, there's no doubt. And like, when we look back at the video, the one issue we will have is about the amount of ball we give away in the last 20 minutes of the first. We started well in the first half, but the last 20 we were poor. But when you come out okay and you put the second half performance in, the girls are going to believe in what we can do, and that's what it's all about, getting the girls to believe in you know what we can do. We have a young team, okay, everybody's got experience now, nobody's new. You'd like to be able to coffee there coming on and playing wing half back, playing a really, really good game. And then, you know, as you said, you brought your subs off the bench, and every one of them contributed. Even the ones, like, even Sue White. I thought Sue White in the second half was outstanding. Scored the goal, and was very, very, you know, instrumental in our victory today.
Another thing is, you mentioned goals there. Like, goals obviously wins games for ladies, and like that's probably something that's been lacking in the last number of years for Donegal. But like, brilliant goals out there today.
Yeah, no doubt. And like, I know, like, we Kieran McGarvey's part of the panel this year, and Kieran McGarvey done really well today. Just didn't get on the scoreboard, but the likes of her who is going to find the goals for you. Like I don't know, maybe scored 2 or 3 goals the whole of the league last year. So goals do win games, and it's stuff we've been working on. We need to be more clinical when we get the opportunities. But look, it was good, and the big players stood up for us when we needed them. Koch Gillespie come off the bench and give us loads of energy, okay, and scored a cracking goal, you know. And that's one thing about Koch. Koch finds a way to the end of a play all the time, you know what I mean? It's something that's getting the ball over the bar or getting it in the back of the net.
One last question. The new rules, how have you adapted them, and how did you feel you did out there today?
I thought we'd done well, yeah. Like it's kind of been through at us a wee bit late, you know, and we worked at it a wee bit in December, and then all the way through January, we had a couple of challenge matches, played Cow, and then we played Galway last week. And we've been working at it in training, and Poggy's a man for all our drills and stuff. And Poggy's drills are all about a lot of them are about the new rules, the tap and go. And then it's the other part of the tap and go that you have to be very careful. That you can't foul them. If they get a tap and go, you put a hand in at all, they bring the ball up. So we have to be very good with that. But we like the new rules. We like the more physical end of things. I think we're a physical team. Even the likes of Niamh Carr, like Niamh's a wee girl, like, but she's the heart of a lion, and she tackles and fights that way. But the new rules were very. I thought we done fine with them. Gus is a good referee. He explained a lot of things as we went along, and like, of course, we didn't agree with everything Gus does. But you know,
listen, James, a one's a one, and you'll be happy going into next week's game. Now it's away against Monaghan.
Yeah, we're going to Monaghan next week, and again, it's an away game. It's never going to be easy, but we're looking forward to it now after getting that on the board today.